The following is a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a one-time or sustaining contribution. For further information, visit ComplineChoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Lord Almighty, grant us a quiet night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Beloved in Christ, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
For this evening's office, Psalm 118, verses 14 through 24.
The Lord is my strength and my song,
and he has become my salvation. There is a sound of exultation and victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord has triumphed. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord. The Lord has punished me sorely, but he did not hand me over to death.
Open for me the gates of righteousness.
I will enter them. I will offer thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord.
He who is righteous may enter.
I will give thanks to you, for you answered me
and have become my salvation.
The same stone which the builders rejected
has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. On this day the Lord has acted. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thanks be to God.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, thou God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
The hymn for this service is, O sons and daughters, let us sing.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. O sons and daughters, let us sing the King of Heaven.
said, sigh, O Thomas, see. My hands, my feet, I show to thee. Not faithless, but believing me.
Alleluia. No longer Thomas stand denied. He saw the feet, the hands, the side.
Thou art my Lord and God,
he cried. Alleluia. How blessed are they. Alleluia, alleluia.
believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
As we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Blessed art thou, Lord God of our fathers,
to be praised and glorified above all forever.
Let us bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Let us praise him and magnify him forever.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, in the firmament of heaven.
To be praised and glorified above all forever.
The Almighty and most merciful Lord, guard us and give us his blessing.
Amen.
We confess
to God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, through our own grievous fault. Wherefore we pray God to have mercy upon us. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us all our sins, and deliver us from all evil. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to life everlasting. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
May the Almighty and merciful Lord grant unto us pardon and remission of all our sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wilt thou not turn again and quicken us,
that thy people may rejoice in thee?
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin.
O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us.
O Lord, hear our prayer,
and let our cry come unto thee.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery hast established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, guide the nations of the world into the way of justice and truth, and establish among them that peace which is the fruit of righteousness, that they may become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Look down, O Lord, from thy heavenly throne. Illuminate the darkness of this night with thy celestial brightness. And from the sons of light banish the deeds of darkness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The anthem for this evening is Sermone Blando by Thomas Tallis. In sweet speech, the angel foretold to the women that the Lord would be seen by all in Galilee. And as they hurried to tell this to the apostles, seeing him alive, they kissed the Lord's feet. When they heard this, the disciples hurried to Galilee to see the face of the Lord they so desired. With bright Easter joy, the sun beams forth, now that the apostles discern Christ with mortal eye. Being shown the wounds shining forth in Christ's flesh, they made known to all people that the Lord had risen. O Christ, most merciful King, possess our hearts so that the praise we owe you we may return for all time. We pray in this Easter joy, O Creator of all, that you defend your people against every power of death. Glory to you, O Lord, who rose from the dead, with the Father and the Holy Spirit throughout all ages. Amen.
Sermone blando angelus, predixit mulieribus. Galileam Dominus, videlus est atotius.
Thank you.
senza simi vulnera, in Christi carne fulgita, resurrexis et Dominum, voce fatetur publica.
Take our rest.
For it is thou, Lord, only that makest us glad as this is in safety.
The Lord be with you,
and we.
The following is a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a one-time or sustaining contribution. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.